Just want us to close here. I want y'all to first admire that I look marvelous. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Y'all need to take a picture of this? Very good. Very good. Not as good as my sweater. As we close this morning, I want us to be mindful again that we are in the season of Advent, and for the past few weeks we have been looking at the themes of Advent, starting with hope. Last week we looked at peace, and this week is the week of joy, and no better way to display joy than to watch our kids dressed up like sheep and as angels and retelling the Christmas story. You know, the Christmas story is a story for all people, but it's one of those stories that children tend to get. They get it. And I think it's important that we, whatever, by any means necessary, that we impress upon them the greatest entrance into this world that we know, and that is the Christ child being born. I'm reminded of all the things that we do to remind ourselves of what a joy it is to be alive, to be in the body of Christ, to be a follower of God. And I would impress upon all of you to reach in and to dig in, particularly during this week and during this season, to really affix yourself to the joy that God brings. I want us to end today the way that we typically start our day, and that is with a candle lighting liturgy. I'll read through a short liturgy and prayer and give a benediction, and then we will be dismissed. We have lit the first two candles, one for hope and one for peace. Today we light the third candle, the candle of joy. This should be the easy one, because joy is all around us. In the children, in the lights, the music, the gathering together. But how often do we let our preparations or our memories push joy to the side? Joy is like an underground spring that wells up within us. But joy is also a choice, an attitude. Like a muscle, it needs to be exercised. So today we open ourselves to joy, trusting that God has already planted it in us. All we need to do is give it care and offer it to share. Loving God, we open ourselves to you, trusting that this is how you made us. You created us for joy, filled hearts and lives. Show us the creative power of hope. Teach us the peace that comes from justice. Fill us with the kind of joy that cannot be contained but must be shared. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ. The whole church said, amen. Rejoice in God always, and again I say rejoice, for God has created you with the capacity for joy. We will find what makes us joyful and make that our gift to the world. Trust in God. Trust in God's good will for all of creation, and open yourselves to God's gentle, transforming love. We will welcome new possibilities in our lives. We will offer ourselves to God's goodness. We will go forth in hope, in peace, and in joy. And so for this morning, as we conclude our time, I would like for us as a benediction, I'll take this off so I can stop looking, stop staring at me. We're going to sing a song about joy, about God's reign in our lives. If you would stand up, we will sing this song, and this will serve as our benediction for this morning. Our God reigns. Praise team, would you join me?